Mo Brooks, baffled by Senate hesitancy to challenge 2020 outcome. U.S. elections could reach a point akin to North Korea, China, Iran, Soviet Union. By Jeff Poor on December 24, 2020. With less than 2 weeks to go until Congress certifies the Electoral College results that will officially make Joe Biden the next U.S. president, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says he is baffled by the reluctance of any member of the U.S. Senate to participate in his challenge of the results. During an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Brooks maintained the manner some states had handled their elections was in violation of Article I, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which he said made millions upon millions of the ballots cast in the November 3 election illegal. Partial transcript as follows. I was relatively confident that this would be the way things would progress. When you're looking at a crystal ball and trying to guess how things are going to play out, there's always some degree of uncertainty. But the law is clear. Congress has the ultimate decision on any kind of election dispute involving election of the President of the United States. The question became what the facts are, and to me, having done the study, done the research, examined the facts, I have found the evidence to be compelling and completely overwhelming that there is one conclusion that can logically be reached. And that is the Socialist Democrats engaged in massive voter fraud on a level never seen before in the history of the United States of America. Millions upon millions of illegal ballots were cast in direct conflict with Article I, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, the Election Clause, and statutes passed by Congress and legislatures pursuant to that clause, and that this has been an election theft like we've never seen. I came to that conclusion, perhaps, earlier than others. But I came to the firm belief that if we just get the evidence out to the public and congressmen and senators, they would come to the right conclusion. Now the one misjudgment I had made was the hesitancy of the United States Senate to do their homework. They seem to want to be spoon-fed the evidence of voter fraud and election theft rather than engaging in their own investigative efforts, their own research, and reaching their own proper conclusion based on the results of that investigation and research. It has been baffling that the Senate has wanted to duck and hide and not do what needs to be doing in order to protect the foundation of any republic, which is whether you have an honest and accurate election system. It's quite clear in America right now, we don't. That's not just me saying it. There have been studies and reports before that have reached the exact same conclusion that I have reached and that have gone so far as to warn the American people that we are going to have an election catastrophe unless we fix some of these systemic flaws. Perhaps the most notable warning was by Democrat President Jimmy Carter and Republican White House Chief of Staff James Baker in 2005. Where they identified the same systemic flaws in our election system that the Socialist Democrats successfully exploited and took advantage of and to engage in massive voter fraud and election theft. I don't know what we can do with the senators. I'm baffled. I'm disappointed that at least as of this moment, there is not at least one that has stood strong for our country and said, I'm going to take the lead. I'm going to co-sponsor this object, so we can have this floor debate auditing the problems associated with our election system so that the American people can get it firsthand and better understand what needs correcting. Or else we're going to go through this again and again and again. And ultimately, in my judgment and in my fear, we're going to reach a point akin to the kinds of elections they have in North Korea, Iran, Communist China, the Soviet Union, Venezuela, where people can go vote. But there's no way that the election results reported are going to reflect the truthfulness of the votes that were cast. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.